Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. I almost said the Hair Healer Podcast. It's your host, Colleen, and guess what? I have been a week free from social media. When you're listening to this, I probably will have been back on, but with healthy social media boundaries. Before we get into that, I want to wish everyone a happy new moon in Leo. I'm currently recording this on Sunday night under this new moon in Leo, and I want to share with you guys something exciting. Exciting to me at least. So most of the new moons, it depends, it ebbs and flows over the last couple years. I will sit down and write my manifestations. I've spent years where I wrote a check every time, you know, universal bank check. And it was funny. So tonight I said, I don't know what possessed me, but I felt like doing it. I actually haven't done it in the, I don't know, maybe once or twice in 2021, which was interesting. It's just kind of like my new moon practice has gone a different direction, and that's okay. That happens. But tonight I felt the urge to do it. And I was looking at the very beginning, the first one I ever did, and it was a new moon in Leo 4 years ago. And I wanted to share with you, it's funny how things change, especially when you begin a spiritual moon practice of some sort, spiritual practice or paying attention or focusing on the moon cycles, or even learning about manifesting and how that works in your life, how you grow. So of course, 4 years ago, it was very, very specific. It was, hold on, I'm opening it up right now. I'm not going to read all of them because it was that specific that I don't want to say. Funny, I know, but I'll read some of them, right? Like be very successful in the salon world and have a really big clientele. All of that happened for me over the 4 years, you know, that since I wrote that, I became much successful and built a very popular clientele. But it's funny, the hair healer wasn't there yet, but the hair healer comes in my manifestations about a year after this, so 3 years ago. Peace and positivity in the salon. And I wrote out a specific amount that I wanted to make, and that came true. And then I wrote something about someone I was seeing, and that did not come true. I mean, I'm happy I didn't. Not that it didn't, but it, you know, anyway, besides that, be an amazing mom, blah, blah, blah. But a lot of it was very, you know, specific. Quit smoking 4 years ago. You know, I have not smoked a cigarette. Really, I don't smoke, I don't know, 2 years now. So, you know, those things. But there's a few other things on there. So the big difference, though, I did not read this until after I wrote tonight's. The big difference, and I'll read tonight's, was way less specific. As I have grown in my spiritual practices, I've grown and learned to trust in the universe and how things work. I've realized I needed to take my will out of it, you know, because I look back at these ones 4 years ago and I'm like, oh my God, thank God that didn't happen, you know, and that was my will. And at that time, that's what I thought I really wanted. But, you know, thank God the universe had different plans. Hold on, let me find today's. I'm going to read them out loud. I'm kind of going to do a new moon in Leo on my podcast. And everyone, say these with me. If you're alone, say them out loud. If you're not, say them in your head or do whatever. But let's say this with me because I think we can all go with this. Number one, my career path goes exactly the way it's supposed to go. Number two, this one's if you have kids. My kids are healthy and happy. Number three, I am healthy. Number four, I am happy. And then number five, I actually started writing this again without even realizing it. I am happy. So I guess that one's very important. Number six, I give and receive true love. Number seven, I choose the path that leads to the most happiness for my family and I. And that is all paths. When I say that out loud, my career path, my love path, my friend's path, not French, I meant friend's path, all paths. Please let it lead to my happiness for my family and I. Number eight, which is always something I put on there since I moved out as a single mom 5 years ago, first time. My bills are always paid. Number nine, I make enough and beyond to do everything I want in life. Number 10, Totally believe in myself and others. Number 11, I have a relationship full of love. I have lots of relationships full of love, happiness, trust, success, and peace. Whew, how does that sound, right? That sounds pretty good. So much different. And if you get a chance, you know, roll back and listen to that and say it aloud. Say it a few times today. I already spoke it out loud in a prayer 3 different times. So yeah, you know, there's something to taking a pen and paper and writing it down. It not only adds a little bit more oomph in the brain and the subconscious, but it adds another level of magic, another level of energy, another level of truth. You know, so many things that I have also written down have come true, you know. So, but right now I just felt as I talked on last week's episode, which thank you for listening. I know I vented a little bit. Is that I'm now at a point where I'm just kind of actually leaving it up to God, to the universe, that whichever way I go in all my creative endeavors, you know, are going to lead exactly where it's supposed to be. So yeah, I still have not checked my social media again. By the time you're listening to this, I probably will have posted something or maybe checked it. But I can tell you, I want to talk about social media boundaries. That's something that really happened with me over this time, or really came to me. First of all, I was, as soon as, I think it was Thursday night, I recorded that episode. Monday night, I recorded that episode, and I think I put out a little post that said, hey, I'm done on social media. I'm going on a social media cleanse. I don't know for how long. It was like after I said it on the episode last week, and then I was like, I don't know when I'm going to do it. And then I was like, yeah, I'm just going to do it, and I'm off tonight, everyone. And I got to tell you, I didn't miss it. I really could not believe it. I think that's when you know that you have taken something to the extreme, when you have taken something a little too far, or not too far. That's not always the right thing. I don't think I took it too far, but more maxed out on something, right? Emotionally bankrupt, spent. I was just over it. It was such a sense of freedom right away. I was like, okay, yeah, I really needed this. You know, when you feel a peace, when you feel like, oh yeah, I don't care anymore. I was like, oh shit, I must have really needed this break. And it was funny because it was almost instantly, I realized in the morning when I woke up, I was thinking for myself. I wasn't thinking through social media. I wasn't thinking about what time, what place, write this, I gotta post this, I wanna share this, you know, maybe I should say this, is this the right time? Kind of like when you're trying to build content and put yourself out there, you kind of get on that mental, I don't know, schedule a little bit. And it was like instantly free. I said, oh, so I can just think for myself today and what I wanna do day to day without having to worry about this whole other weird, you know, internet world. And I started to have beautiful realizations right away. I was messaging myself. I wrote some down. You know, I think the first thing, it was so abundant how much I did not miss that. And I want to say, you know, again, I wrote some scattered notes when I wrote them down on my phone. I opened up Insta by accident maybe 3 days into this cleanse. And for literally 0.2 seconds, I just turned it off. And I saw a picture real quick of someone. And this person does not, you know, nice person. I usually don't think anything of it. It was a quick glance of a photo. And I turned it off. You know, this person isn't someone who really necessarily triggers any emotions of any kind in me. Just like a normal, regular follower. And an hour later, you know, because I accidentally clicked it and I hurried up. I was like, oh, you know, I realized that I had like 7 thoughts that went into my subconscious about that picture that I had seen for 0.2 seconds. And I was like, I took a step back and said, holy shit. What? Really? And the thoughts were just like, you know, I actually could remember them. And I was like, well, that's weird that I thought this in 0.2 seconds of seeing something like that, you know. And I didn't even realize I took in those thoughts. But because I'm not having these all day thoughts that we get on social media, I think that's why I was able to remember them. And I thought, whoa, what's happening? So I looked on social media for 0.2 seconds by an accidental click. Didn't read anything, just hurried up and got out. I saw someone's picture for 0.2 seconds. And again, it was just a normal picture. And I had all these thoughts. And then I realized, wow, how much am I actually taking? How much am I programming into my mind, my energy, my soul, that I have no idea? You know, because if I would have just kept scrolling, each picture, I would have thought 15 different subconscious thoughts without even realizing it, right? And taking it in and taking it in. And sometimes those thoughts, you know, sometimes something we see on social media does trigger something bigger in us. But most of the time, it's just like, you know, the programming we've been taught and the judgments we've been taught and not all judgments. It's just like whatever. We're just always sizing every little thing up. That's the way us humans work. And I thought, okay, well, that's not good, right? Because how much of other people's energy, how much of other people's karma are we taking on? And when I say karma, I just don't mean what we know, what goes around comes around. Yeah, there is that level, but it's karma is as deep as like us seeing that post, right? Reading that post and let's say it's something we read, you know, let's say it's a bad article that we accidentally read, right? Of someone killing someone. We'll just go to that because that's an easy thing to say. We took on that karma, that energy of whatever's happening because we're reading that, right? That's an energetic thing. That's a moment we go to or that moment in our brains when they're describing whatever is happening, this murder scene. We take on that karma of that murder. Does that make sense to everyone? People are like, okay, that might be a little dramatic, Colleen, but no, you know, there's different levels of karma and some are just that simple and some are much more deep and, you know, more depth and more complex. But I thought, holy crap. So I'm taking on this energy, you know, thousands of times a day, plus worrying about my own, you know, and that was a big realization. I thought, okay, I needed some boundaries and how can I make this enjoyable again? How can I make social media enjoyable for, you know, for me again? And also, you know, continue to, you know, because I felt instantly, I think last week I talked to everyone about feeling like a creative lull and that definitely did not happen all this time. I really had almost a little bit of a jump start. But my brain didn't automatically go right to creating. My brain took a rest. I literally just lived in the moment this entire week of life and with my people and went about work and my life and had no added stress. And my life was still just as busy. And I thought, how am I still this busy? And I'm plus adding in a whole other realm of things. So what am I going to do? What I think I'm going to do is I'm going to start. Again, imagine starting your day. We say don't start your day with social media. But I'm going to try to give it to about 11 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, I do have to do something to post something, but I'm really going to try hard. Actually, maybe I don't. See, look, I just said that. I'm so used to saying it. No, I can wait till 11 o'clock to post what I need to post, right? Yeah, sure can. I'm going to post something, you know, that I need to post. But anyways, so this is what I was going to say. We say, oh, you know what? I'm not going to check social media, but, oh, I saw that Susan blah, blah, blah commented. What did she say real quick? I need to get back to her. But in that moment of getting back to her, I scrolled for, you know, 10 seconds. I took this. I saw that. I answered that. And all of a sudden, my brain is in 10 other people's worlds, starting out the day like that, you know, taking on the day, whatever I'm reading, whatever their stuff is, I'm taking it in. Whatever energy's in that picture, I'm taking it in. So I thought, okay, I need to start later. I need to start my day out in this world, this realm, and with myself, you know, with the universe, whatever it is, and take time starting my day that way. That's a boundary. That's a social media boundary. I also think I'm going to start maybe once every 2 months, probably for a week, doing this where I cut off all social media, where I don't go, I don't check anything, I don't see anything once a week, right? Because we need that. I think now we don't realize we're so ingrained in social media, but we need to put some boundaries with it for our own mental health, for our own energy, for our own sake. You know, it's so ingrained that now it's becoming time that we need to learn how to break from it. We need to step away. So another boundary, like I just said, is I'm going to spend, I'm going to say it out loud right now for this new moon. I'm setting this new moon intention, which is happening in my 12th house, which you guys have heard about for the last 10 episodes of all the changing. Now we're getting at the end and having this change. This new moon, once a month, I am going to go totally off social media for a week. Not once a month, twice a month. Look, that was God saying, no, Colleen, you should do it once a month. Maybe once a month I'll do it for a weekend or something like that. So I ask you and yourself to really pay attention to see how is social media affecting you, right? Is it blocking you in some sort of way? And how can you receive it better, right? How can you go about social media a little bit better? And how can you set some boundaries? We all need boundaries with social media. It's such a major part of our life and doesn't always bring the best feeling. So how can you set social media boundaries? You know, that's something that's going to become important to us. Wow, 15 minutes on that. Well, good thing there's not too much major astrology going on. Also, one more thing, you wouldn't even believe this because I will always take a lot of pictures and I took a few pictures. I only took one selfie. I know, stop. You're all shocked. But it was funny. I just really, I barely took pictures. I probably took 10 pictures this entire week and I just could not believe it. And so much of it isn't, I like to post because I like to share my world. I like to show people what I'm doing and share, whether it's something silly, whether it's something funny, whether it's something sweet, whether it's something genuine, true, raw, raunchy, whatever it is. I genuinely like to share with you guys. I really do. And I love that part. But I was like, wow, this is really living in the moment. And then the Capricorn moon, we were driving in his Jeep and I saw the sunset. And of course, I grabbed my phone to take a picture. And he's always like, why are you taking a picture of that sunset? He's like, it's one thing when we're in Key West or on vacation. It's like, we're just driving down here. He's like, just taking the moment. And I thought, oh, yeah. Why am I even taking this? No one really gives a shit about that. You're going to see it. People like pictures. Maybe, you're looking at the sunset over, I don't know, Guatemala, the beaches of Guatemala or somewhere. And Costa Rica, yeah, that's a beautiful picture. But like if it's me just driving down 202, you're never going to see that the way I see it, right? You're just going to scroll right through it. So how about I just not post that and then enjoy the moment instead and take a moment of reflection with myself and the moon, the sun, whatever it is I see. I thought, oh yeah, that actually, I'm enjoying the moment. That means more because no one really cares about, your car driving sunset pic. We just don't. But us, we care. That's it. That was something I realized. So that was kind of, some serious self-awareness I've had this week. And you'll see me a little bit more on social media and I will start to, but you're going to see maybe some healthy boundaries, hopefully, or I guess I'll probably ebb and flow in between, doing too much and doing too less. That's just how I roll. So this week, what else do we have? Today we have a, today is Monday, not tonight when I'm recording. We have a Venus, it's a quick transit, right? Venus opposite Neptune. Venus moves fast. It's a fast moving planet. So it's a Neptune, it's opposite Neptune. So some things that may be coming up with this is you might see how you get carried away with love, right? Venus, it doesn't just rule love, it rules friendship, it rules our creative pleasures, and Neptune puts us in another dreamy world, and it shows us sometimes our illusions, and it's not all bad, right? Sometimes we need to believe in kind of the otherworldly things. That's what we have to have faith in. That's what we have to trust. But sometimes I think something that might be coming up is we may say, hey, how am I getting carried away with love? Or let me just check in. Is this healthy? Am I in a healthy cycle, a healthy pattern? Am I giving lots of love to someone else or other people, even to the world in general? And maybe I'm not giving myself that same love. That's something we really need to check in because oftentimes, something I notice when you see someone hunched over very often, something that I reflect on with it is that their heart chakra is, it's depleted. It's been given, it's been worn. Their love has been, they've just given, and they need to have that love put back in, they need to be shining it bright. So are you giving that love? Are you getting that love? Are you receiving that love? Are you receiving it more importantly for yourself? Because that's how we fill that void with our own self-love. And when we do love ourselves, we're maybe never perfect in that. And I think that also ebbs and flows. We can truly love others and give that love, but really take in. If you're really not feeling the love, if you're not really feeling the love from your friend, your partner, your work, whatever it is, you just might not also be giving yourself that love. And sometimes we can't see it, that what our body and our mind and our soul really needs is us to love ourselves. That's what we need filled. And when that's filled, we see the love in everyone else. But when it's not filled, we do not see the love in everyone else, if that makes sense. So reflect a little bit on that. And then on perfecting on the 10th, we have Mercury opposite Jupiter. And then the next day, Mercury moves into its home of its second home domicile of Virgo. The grounding nature. I love that we're getting into Virgo season and Virgo rising, Virgo moon. So, you know, I'm ready for that. But when Mercury's opposite Jupiter, sometimes I think, and it's leaving Leo. So it might just be a little bit of a small outburst, you know, and or whether it's you overly give your opinion to something, you might just be a little bit of a I'm right, or sort of like a sudden burst of, you know, a quick argument really quick, you know, at the office or whatever. You might just find some overly kind of Jupiterian, like overabundant speaking, talking, saying too much, maybe even a little bit ego at play. You know, you might get a taste of your ego in some sort of way. But again, I don't think, you know, this will be too bad because it's going to move right into the very next day, move into Virgo. I'll probably do a separate little episode about that. We're kind of getting to the end of our episode. But when Mercury moves into Virgo, again, it's happy. It's grounded. We're going to find a lot of grounded thinking, a lot of we've kind of been in the air with Mercury, and we're going to take those thoughts, those actions, you know, those the ways of life, and we're going to, especially the way we communicate, we're going to bring some solid truth and some solid grounded energy in the way we communicate with ourselves and with others. So, whew, that was good. Again, I think I sound much better than last week if you listened to last week's episode. So this has done me right, you know. Again, I'm here. I'm here with the ebbs and flows of life. And that's what we should all be here for. And we should be, you know, something that leads to freedom, and you might not see it at first, is to look at yourself and to analyze yourself and figure things out about yourself. It's painful, but it leads to freedom. Again, the rest of the week will probably, it's going to be pretty smooth. You know, we got a Libra moon coming up. Let me check my moon schedule. Yeah, because right now we're in the, yeah, of course, duh. So we got the Libra moon because we're right now in the new moon in Leo. Yeah, Libra moon, and then the Scorpio moon. So, and we have the Virgo moon, of course. So it's going to be a smooth week. August is pretty smooth. The end will get a little bit wonky for the most part, though. This is a good week. Again, I will be back on social media a little bit this week. So follow me on there at the Hair Healer 1111 on Instagram, the Hair Healer on TikTok. You can follow me, Colleen Dixon, on Facebook. Have a fabulous day. And go ahead and say some of those affirmations, right? Say some of those simple affirmations, but simple but powerful affirmations. I love you all. Thank you so much, and have a beautiful day.